for the privilege of considering your word together this evening.
主，我们很感恩今天晚上我们能够继续的聚在一起学习您的话语。
And we're thankful that we can come from various places, united around the one theme of the truth of God.
我们很感恩我们从各个地方不同的地方连线进来都是被奔着一个主题来的就是神的真理。
And so, Larry in Florida and Carl in Ontario and many of us in, BC and many from elsewhere, Lord, we're happy that we all can be together at this time.
那 Larry 弟兄呢是现在在美国的佛罗里达，那 Carl 弟兄呢是在加拿大的安省，然后还有很多呢是在加拿大的 BC 省，还有更多的弟兄姐妹们是从是在中国，那我们很感恩我们可以从不同的地方今天聚在一起学习神的话语。
And so we pray especially that you will give Larry wisdom and words from yourself so that we can learn this evening.
那我们先要祈求您赐给 Larry 弟兄智慧和您的话语，让我们今天都能够学到。
You knew our needs, Lord. Each one has needs. We pray that you will, select a special blessing for each one of us from the Bible tonight.
您知道我们每个人的需要，您知道我们每个人都有自己不同的需要，盼望我们今天从学的这部分的圣经里面呢都得着我们各自需要的东西。
And so we commit our time to you and give you thanks and appreciation and anticipation of your blessing.
我们感谢也祈求您祝福我们的时间，我们也向您献上感恩。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
聆听 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督里面问大家问安。
I'm going to attempt to finish the book of Galatians tonight.
那我今天呢想把加拉太书呢讲完。
Which may or may not happen.
也许能讲完，也许讲不完。
But as we get into chapter 5, we get into the heart of the epistle, of the letter.
但当我们讲到第五章的时候呢，我们讲到了这本书的最核心的内容。
Not that the other was unimportant, but things have been leading us to this point.
当然不是说其他的部分不重要，而是说在前面的铺垫下，我们现在来到了第五章。
Approach tonight will be a little bit different.
那我们今天的讲法呢可能有一点不太一样。
I'm not going to read the entire chapter. I'm going to read a verse or two at a time and comment on them as we go.
那我今天呢不准备把整章的经文呢都读一遍，而是我读一两节，然后解读一下，再读一两节，再解读一下。
So we begin with Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1.
好，我们从加拉太书的五章一节开始。
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
I will read now from another translation.
那我现在呢在读另外一个翻译的版本。
It was for freedom that Christ set us free.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Therefore, keep standing firm.
所以因此要站立得稳。
And do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
So this verse is a summary of all that has gone before and an introduction to all that is to follow.
所以这句话呢是一个承上启下的经文，它总结了前面四章讲的内容，在引出呢下面经文当中的内容。
As such, this is a key verse in the book of Galatians.
因此呢这节经文也是加拉太书的关键经文。
Think of the word therefore as a hinge.
那这里面有一个连词叫所以。
The verse makes a declaration and follows with an appeal.
所以呢这个所以后面呢它接着呢是一个请求或者说一个劝勉一个要求。
The declaration proclaims Christ's purpose in saving us for freedom.
那他这个宣告是什么呢？就是宣告了主耶稣基督既然释放了我们，他的这个目的是为的是什么？
Three things should be remembered about freedom or liberty.
那关于自由啊，有三件事情要记住。
First, unrestricted liberty is license.
那就是这个不受约束的自由啊，是一个牌照。
Second,Wrongly restricted liberty is legalism.
不合适的这种约束的被不合适的约束的自由呢是律法主义。
Third, properly restricted liberty is controlled by love.
正确的被约束的自由呢是被爱所控制的。
The appeal is given in positive terms, stand firm.
所以呢保罗在这里给我们的这个劝勉呢是用正面的这个口气说的，他说你们要站立得稳。
In negative terms, do not be subject again.
那他这个用一个否定的呢，就是后面这句话说不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
This appealassumes that a Christian lives under pressure.
那这个劝勉呢其实它有一个前提，就是假设我们基督徒呢是生活在压力之下的。
Pressure of forces that would rob him of that for which Christ died.
那这个是什么压力呢？就总有一个力量要把他抓回到远离离开这个耶稣为我们死所做成的那个结果。
Paul will now speak again about circumcision.
然后保罗呢现在又开始讲到割礼了。
Important to remember, he's not now talking about a medical procedure.
所以大家还要记得他这里讲的可不是一个医学上的手术而已。
So I read now verse 2.
好，我现在读第二节。
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
Let me go ahead and read verses 3 and 4.
好，我们再读到第三和第四节。我在指着凡受割礼的人确实地说，他是欠着行权律法的债，你们这要行律法称义的是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
That was 3 and 4, Yanling?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Yes. So it is important to remember that Jesus Christ is the total solution.
所以一定要记得这一点非常重要，就是耶稣基督呢是全部的解决方案。
He is never a partial solution.
他从来不是一个部分的解决方案。
He saves completely or not at all.
他要么就是全部完全的救了你，要不就是根本不就没有救你。
Here Paul begins to look more at our Christian lives than just our salvation.
所以他这里呢讨论的更多的是我们的基督徒的生活，而不仅仅是救恩了。
The words, if you be circumcised, means to claim this is an obligation for Christians.
他说你们若受割礼，他这句话的意思呢就是有些人认为受割礼是基督徒生活的必须的不得不做的部分。
Paul does not condemn circumcision, for he had Timothy circumcised.
保罗呢不是定割礼的罪，因为提摩太他也让提摩太受了割礼。
But that was for a different purpose, so that they could move freely among the Jewish people.
但是那个做让提摩太受隔离呢，是为了不同的目的，因为这样他们可以自由的在犹太人当中传福音。
What Paul is condemning is the teaching that any sort of ritual, even a biblical ritual, could gain a person standing with God.
那他在这里是反对的是什么呢？他是反对的一种宗教的仪式，甚至是圣经和圣经的仪式呢，把它作为一个人得救的必要条件。
Either in salvation or in the Christian life.
这种仪式呢，既不能对救恩有帮助，也不能对基督徒的生活有帮助。
Verse 2 tells us that it is not something that is external.
然后第二节告诉我们，这可不是一个外在的东西。
Verse 5 shows us it is something internal.
第五节告诉我们，这是关乎的里面的东西。
Verse 5 says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, through the Spirit.
第五节说，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
One form of legalism is when people try to impose standards on Christians.
那有一种律法主义呢，就是要在基督徒的身上要放上一些标准。
Legalism always picks and chooses different standards.
那律法主义呢，他们总是去挑选一些不同的标准。
Sometimes it is most revealing because of what it overlooks more than what it forbids.
那有的时候呢，他们是额外忽略了一些东西，而不是禁止它。
So legalism would forbid lipstick, but allow the lips to gossip.
他呢，他会禁止人涂口红，但是呢，他不禁止人就是那个说闲话，对。
It is always inconsistent.
所以律法主义它的这些要求之间总是不是一致的。
Generally concerned more with the outward than the inward.
所以律法主义更多的呢，它在乎的是外在的东西，而不是内在的东西。
James tells us that the law is one whole unit.
雅各在雅各书里告诉我们，这个律法呢，它是一个整体。
You cannot just adopt a part of it and leave another part out.
它永远不能，你只选择遵守其中一部分而忽略另外一部分。
If we are Christians, we are free from the law in at least three ways.
那我们是基督徒，我们是在律法下得了自由的，至少是这样三个方面得了自由。
First, we are free from its condemnation.
首先呢，我们是从律法的定罪下得了自由。
That is because Jesus Christ bore that penalty on the cross.
那这是因为主耶稣在十字架上已经承受了这个刑罚。
Second, we are free from it as a means of receiving God's blessing.
那第二个呢，是我们已经从他拦阻神从神那里得着祝福的这种拦阻之下得了自由。
Third, we are free from obedience to its rules.
那第三种自由呢，是我们从要遵守它的规则当中得着了自由。
Important to see though that the New Testament upholds the standards of the law.
但是同样我们很重要要看到的，这个新约啊，它是保持了这个律法的标准的，它的要求也很标准也很高。
And what I mean by that is the moral absolutes of God are always to be upheld.
我的意思是说呢，在神那里的这个道德的要求总是在那里的，就是神是在乎这个道德的标准的。
Three other things to think about the law.
那关于律法呢，我们还要讲这样三点。
The law was given to the nation of Israel.
首先呢，律法呢是给以色列这个民族的。
2 Corinthians 3 tells us that that law that was written in stone has been done away.
那哥林多后书的三章里面讲到，就是刻在石头上的律法呢，已经过去了。
Paul says in Timothy, the law can be misused.
在提摩太书里面，保罗说这个律法是会被误用的。
I'd like to read again verse 4. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace.
我们再读一下五章的四节，你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
The expression fallen from grace has been extremely misused.
这里面说的这个从恩典中坠落啊，是被很多人误读误用了。
The ones here who have fallen from grace are not those who have sinned in some horrible manner.
这里面指的从恩典中坠落，不是指那种犯了很可怕的罪的人。
On the contrary,They're those who are engaging in religious performance and doing their best to be good.
相反，这里面说的这种人呢，恰恰是他们要在这个宗教的这个规条下，要表现得很好，做得很好的那种人。
They are, to use the words of verse 4, seeking to be justified by the law.
他们恰恰是这个第四节里面说的这个，他们是要靠律法称义的人。
The Christian who seeks to live the Christian life on his own efforts has fallen from grace.
就那些想要靠自己的努力来行全律法过好他的基督徒生活的人呢，就是从恩典中坠落的人。
The Christian who seeks to live the Christian life by keeping the law of Moses has fallen from grace.
这些人就是想要在他的基督徒生活中啊，他要去遵守摩西的律法，这些人呢，就是从恩典中坠落的人了。
Falling from grace is not a defection in our morals, but a defection in our doctrine.
所以从恩典中坠落，不是说我们在道德上有瑕疵、有缺陷，而是呢，我们在教义上有问题。
Crucial to see.God's grace is our resource in becoming a Christian.
所以很关键的一点呢，我们作为基督徒要知道，神的能力才是我们的源头，才是我们的力量的来源。
And God's grace is our resource in living as a Christian.
所以神的恩典呢，是我们作为基督徒生活的一个力量的源头。
He begins verse 5 with this.Pronoun we.
然后我们看第五节啊，他一开始就是用了这样的一个复数的代词，就是我们。
In doing so, he is establishing a distinction or a contrast between those in verses 2 through 4.
那他用这个我们呢，是跟这个第二节和第四节里说的这种人呢是对应的。
Four other things to think about in this regard.
那关于这点呢，我们要看四个方面。
The worthlessness of rituals and performance of rituals.
那首先呢，我们看到这种仪式啊，以及就是行这种仪式、操作这种仪式的这种毫无价值。
The recognition of the proper place of the Holy Spirit in our Christian life.
第二点呢，就是我们要认清圣灵啊，在我们基督徒生命中的这个正确的位置。
Daily living by faith, which manifests itself in love.
那每天呢，我们都凭信心生活呢，我们就能够显明爱了。
And the willingness to wait patiently for righteousness to be developed in the life.
然后我们要耐心的去等候在爱中发展我们的义。
We find this in verse 5. We wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
嗯，所以我们在第五节里看到这样一句话，说等候所盼望的义。
Now, Paul will tell us in verse 6 that in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love.
嗯，所以第六节里保罗说，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
He will fully develop this a bit more as we move along in the passage.
嗯，那我们在下面的这个段落里面能看到保罗更展开的阐述了这个观点。
Verse 7 says, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
嗯，第七节说，你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
Walking refers to our Christian lifestyle.
嗯，那这里面的这个行走啊，或者说跑啊，它讲的就是我们基督徒生活的方式。
Running can refer to our service as Christians.
哦，走呢是生活方式，跑呢就是我们基督徒的服事了。
Legalism can destroy our Christian service.
嗯，那律法主义呢会毁掉我们基督徒的服事的。
They did run well, but somebody hindered them.
嗯，他们原来呢是跑得好的，那后来呢有人拦阻了他们。
The word for hinder is an interesting word.
嗯，那这里面这个拦阻这个词呢是一个很有意思的词。
It pictures running in a race and somebody cutting in front of you and causing you to stumble.
嗯，那大家可以想象这样一个画面，你正在在跑步，然后突然有一个人冲到你的前面来，就让你就是绊倒了。
Notice verse 8. This persuasion comes not of him that calls you.
嗯，我们看第八节，这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的。
This doctrine did not come from God.
嗯，那这种教义呢，不是从神来的。
It's very difficult sometimes for even me, especially me, to differentiate this.
嗯，有的时候对于我来说，特别是对于我来说，我觉得我能把这两个区分开来是有点困难的。
That's because often those who try to impose legalism on you, it looks very good outwardly.
嗯，因为那些想要把律法加到你身上的那些人呢，他们从外表来看呢，都是非常好的人。
Like the Pharisees, much of it is outward show.
嗯，但是他们像这法利赛人一样，他们更多呢都是这种外在的这种怎么说呢，外在的表演。
So in verse 9, another warning.
嗯，所以第九节呢他讲出了另外一点警告。
A little leaven leavens the whole lump.
他说一点面酵能使全团都发起来。
Leaven is like yeast.
嗯，那面酵啊就是酵母。
It doesn't take much to make a big loaf of bread.
嗯，不需要太多它就能使一大团的面发起来。
That little bit gets in and has a powerful influence.
嗯，所以只加一点点呢就有很大的影响了。
And that's the way it can be with false doctrine.
那假的这个教义呢它起到的作用也是这样的。
That's another reason why we should always study the Word of God.
所以这就是为什么我们一定要自己研读圣经的一个原因了。
Test everything by what the Scripture says.
嗯，要去看关于每件事圣经是怎么说的。
Paul now says though in verse 10, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but that he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whomsoever he be.
第十节，我在主里很信你们，必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的，无论是谁，必担当他的罪名。
Paul seems to point out someone, though not by name.
所以他这里呢其实是有所指的，但是他没有点名。
But recognizes there has been this bad doctrinal influence.
但是他的确指出了在加拉太教会的确有这很不好的这个教义的影响。
And says that the one who troubles you will bear his judgment.
他这里面说这些搅扰你们的要担当他们的罪孽。
He leaves the case with God.
他把这个审判的这个事情呢交给了神。
Now verse 11, I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased.
11节，弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Where the pure doctrine of the grace of God is taught, there will be opposition. Where the pure doctrine of God's grace is taught, it will be opposed. There'll be persecution.
只要是你传这个纯正的教义啊，从神来的教义的话，你就一定会受到逼迫。
Question, why is the cross and the preaching of the cross offensive?
那我们要问一个问题了，为什么你传这个十字架的这个福音呢就会得罪人呢？
Number one, it claims to be the total solution to sin.
首先呢，它是宣告它是解决这个罪的全部的方案了。
Leaves no room for human boasting.
因为它不给人类的夸口留下任何的余地。
Second, it rejects all human efforts and religious works.
其次呢，他拒绝了一切人类的努力和这个宗教的这些努力。
And that is part of the reason why its preaching brings persecution.
这就是部分的原因，为什么他只要你传讲这个十字架的真理呢，就会被逼迫。
This is such a serious matter that Paul will now use harsh language.
因为这是一个非常非常重要严肃的事情啊，所以保罗在这里要用很严厉的词语了。
I want to suggest to you that he will even resort here to sarcasm.
保罗在这里甚至说了讽刺的话。
I'll read the verse and maybe the Spirit of God will show us what it means.
他把这句话读一下，希望圣灵能够启示我们他到底是什么意思。
It's verse 12, he says, I would they were even cut off which trouble you.
12节，恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割绝了。
He seems to be saying, don't stop at circumcision, go all the way to castration.
他是说你干脆你不要只停在割礼，你把自己都给割掉算了。
If circumcision is that effective, don't stop there, go even further.
他说如果割礼那么有效的话，你就不要只割那么一点嘛，你就继续割，割得更多不更好吗？
Paul rarely uses that type of language.
那保罗是很少用这种语气的话的。
But this situation was so serious that it demanded it.
但是这个情形啊的确是非常的严肃，所以他不得需要他用这样的严厉的语气。
We come now to another dominant verse in Galatians.
好，我们现在又来到这个加拉太书另一个非常关键的重要的经节了。
It is verse 13 which I read, For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion,to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
第十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
First, we see that freedom was part of the very purpose of the death of Christ.
那前面呢，我们看到，首先呢，这个自由啊是主耶稣基督的死啊所带来的结果。
Those who have believed in Jesus Christ have been set free from the burden of sin.
那些信靠耶稣基督的人呢，他们就从这个罪的重担下被释放，得了自由。
We've been brought into the great liberty of freedom in Christ.
所以我们呢被带到在基督里面的这种非常美好的自由里面。
We're not under the bondage of the law.
我们不再在律法的恶之下了，辖制之下了。
On the other hand,Freedom is not license.
但是另一方面呢，这个自由啊，也不是一个任意而为的执照。
Freedom is not just doing as we please.
自由不是说你想做什么，喜欢做什么就做什么。
It is not allowing our sin nature to do whatever it wants.
它不是说允许我们的这个罪性啊，这个犯罪的本性啊，去做它任何它想做的事情。
It is positively walking in the Spirit.
而是积极的正面的顺着圣灵而行。
The word occasion in verse 13, or opportunity.
在十三节里有个词叫机会。
It means a base from which to launch an attack.
这个机会呢就是你可能会脱离开这个约束的。
Don't allow the flesh or your liberty to just be used for an opportunity for the flesh to operate.
他的意思就是你不要让这个你的肉体啊利用这种自由啊去满足他的欲望，去做他想做的，做肉体想做的事情。
Watch what verse 13 says.
好，我们看第十三节是怎么说的。
Three words that, or three statements.
这里面有三个这个观点啊。
Love.
爱。
Serve.
服侍。
One another.
还有就是互相，是最后一句话。
Those three concepts are opposite of the flesh.
那这三个概念呢都是和这个肉体啊抵对的，就是相对的。
The flesh focuses on self.
因为肉体呢它是以自我为中心的。
Me, what do I want? What do I need?
总是强调我想要怎么样，我需要什么。
Love looks outward.
但是爱呢是往外看的。
Serve is for others.
服侍也是为了别人的。
One another outside of myself.
彼此也是脱离我，在我以外的，是为了别人的。
It is the heart of our Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活的一个核心啊。
Learning to serve one another and love one another.
就是我们要去学习服侍，彼此服侍，彼此相爱。
The difficulty is all of us have a sinful nature.
但是这里的困难就是我们每个人都还有犯罪的本性。
Naturally, all of us are more concerned with ourselves most of the time.
所以自然的呢，在绝大部分的时间里呢，我们都是更多的想到自己。
And that's why this is supernatural. It takes the Spirit of God.
所以呢能做到这一点呢，它是一个超自然的事情，它是需要神的这个力量，神的圣灵的。
Watch the beauty of what verse 14 says. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
好，我们看十四节这节美丽的经文，他说因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
That expresses the very heart of even what the law said.
所以他这里表达的就是律法它的核心，他也把它表达出来了。
What happens when there is not that love among Christians?
那如果在基督徒里面没有爱的话呢，会发生什么呢？
Verse 15 will tell us.
那15节呢就是告诉我们这个结果了。
But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another.
他说你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
If we don't move outward in love, we turn inward on ourselves.
如果我们不是在爱里面向外去去展开去做的话呢，那我们就向里只为了自己服务了。
Love always looks outward for an object.
所以爱呢总是往外看的，是以别人我以外的东西为目标的。
The absence of love will destroy us in our Christian lives.
如果没有爱呢，我们基督徒的生活就会被全毁了。
And once again, we get to the key. Simple, but profound.
好，那接下来呢，这一节经文就告诉我们的这个关键了。这个关键很简单，说起来很简单，但同时呢，又是非常的深奥。
Very basic, and yet such a challenge in our own personal lives.
它 虽然是很基本，但是呢，它对我们这个个人的生命来说的又是一个很大的挑战。
Verse 16, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
16节，我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Again, the word walk speaks of our conduct as a Christian.
这里面这个行啊，就是这个在英文里就是走这个词啊，就是再次讲到我们在基督徒这个生活当中的一些行为。
Not to oversimplify, but walking involves step by step.
其实这种说法不是过度简单啊，但是的确是就是行走呢，就是要一步一步的走。
Step by step.Guided by the Spirit of God.
就是你走的每一步都是被圣灵带领的，一步一步都是被圣灵带领。
If we walk like that, we are promised that we will not carry out the desire of the flesh.
那这句经文告诉我们，如果我们这样做的话呢，他就应许我们，我们绝对不会放纵肉体的情欲。
Note carefully, it does not say you will not have the desire of the flesh.
但是呢，大家要注意看，它这里没有说你就不会有这个肉体的情欲了。
It says you will not perform the desire of the flesh.
它只是说呢，你不会把你这个肉体的情欲把它实施出来，行出来。
We are not promised freedom from the desire of the sin nature.
那神呢没有应许我们呢就不再有这个肉体的情欲了。
We are promised victory over the sin nature.
但是神应许我们，我们能够胜过，战胜这个肉体的，这个罪的这个情欲。
If we walk, you'll notice the statement, you shall not.
所以大家要注意他的这个说法，他说顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
What you won't do is you won't fulfill.
如果你不顺着圣灵而行呢，你就不会达成后面的这个结果。
What you won't fulfill are the lust of the flesh.
你就会放纵肉体的情欲，你就不会胜过这个肉体的情欲了。
Here is another profound mystery.
好。那接下去这节经文讲的是另外一个深奥的这个奥秘。
Verse 17, the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would.
17节，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
We find that every believer,has two entities living within.
所以我们每个基督徒都知道自己里面有两个力量啊，都生活在我，都住在我们里面。
We have the flesh, which is the center of sinful desire.
那首先呢，我们有肉体，它就是这个肉体，就是这个罪恶的这个情欲的中心呢，核心。
It's the part of us that suggests sin and enjoys sin.
它呢总是向我们就是建议这个罪的做法，而且呢让我们去享受这个罪。
But we have the Spirit of God within us.
那同时呢，在我们里面还有神的圣灵。
And they are in opposition one to the other.
他们两个呢，是互相敌对的。
They do not exist together peacefully.
他们永远不会和平共处。
Inside of every believer is a battleground.
所以在我们每个基督徒的心里啊，都是一个战场。
The flesh manifests itself in different ways depending on different individuals.
那这个肉体呢，它是根据每个人的特点不同啊，它表现出来的这个结果呢，也是有各有不同。
But I hope you understand that the flesh and spirit do not share in control of the believer's life.
但是我想让大家明白啊，这个情欲和这个就是肉体啊和这个圣灵啊，它不是共同分享你这个生命的。
One or the other is in control at any given moment.
因为它是在某一个特定的时刻，要么是这个控制你，要么是那个控制你，他们两个不能同时分享控制你。
Our actions are the result of which one is in control.
对，我们外在的行为呢，取决于那个时刻是谁在控制你。
It's not the same in everyone.
当然这个表现在每个人的里面是不一样，每个人的身上是不一样的。
By that I mean, in Corinth, it manifested itself in indecent behavior.
那在这个哥林多教会呢，它表现出来的这个肉体的这个行为呢，就是一些不太合适的不太道德的，不太合适的一些行为。
In Galatia, it manifested itself as legalism.
但是在对加拉太教会的人来说呢，它表现出来的就是律法主义。
To the Colossians as self-denial in an attempt to be holy.
然后这个在哥罗西教会呢是自我否定，他想要自己去变得圣洁。
Notice verse 18.
好，我们看第十八。Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
If you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
我们看十八节，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
I don't want to get too technical, but it's important to notice certain words.
那我不想把这个搞得好像很技术性啊，但是我还是要指出一些重要的词呢，引起大家关注。
The word if introduces a condition.
那首先的这个若，这个如果这个词呢，是提出了一个条件。
It assumes something to be true.
那这假定呢，是后面他说的这个话呢是真实的。
It could be translated this way, since you are led by the Spirit.
或者呢他也可以这样翻译，就是既然你们被圣灵引导。
However, both are true. If you be led of the Spirit or since you are led of the Spirit, result is the same, not under the law.
那这两种方法呢都是对，都是可以的。或者说呢，如果你被圣灵引导，或者说呢，既然你被圣灵引导，那后面带来的结果呢，都是一样的。
Walking in the Spirit is not optional for the Christian.
那被圣灵引导呢，这个不是基督徒可以选择的事情。
It is a process and not a one-time, once-for-all experience.
它是一个过程，而不是一个一次性就做完的一个事情。
And so we now have defined the works of the flesh, verse 19 through 24.
那接着呢，从19节到24节呢，他就定义了这个情欲的事都是些什么事。
I'm not going to read over that entire list. I suggest you read that on your own.
那我呢不准备把这几节经文呢都读一遍，我建议大家自己去读。
But it's very obvious, to say the least, these are not good things.
但是很明显啊，这个清单上列的这些东西都不是好事。
I want you to remember he's writing to Christians.
但是我想让大家记得啊，保罗写 写这些可是对着基督徒说的。
The sad truth is that if we don't walk in the Spirit, we could be subject to many of these things.
但是一个很令人悲伤的事实呢，就是如果我们不顺着圣灵而行呢，这些事情都会变成现实的。
He will tell us in verse 21 that these things do not characterize those who inherit the kingdom of God.
然后在21节里面他特别说，他说这行这样的事的人呢，必不能承受神的国。
Remember also that the control of the Spirit is what we're talking about.
大家要记得我们现在讨论的就是被圣灵控制。
What we're going to see following in verse 22 is what it means to walk in or be controlled by the Spirit.
那我们接下去要讲的22章及后面的经文呢，讲的就是被圣灵控制或者你顺着圣灵而行的这个结果。
Sometimes the Bible talks about being filled with the Spirit.
那有时候圣灵用的词呢，是被圣灵充满这样的表达方式。
That means to be controlled by the Spirit.
被圣灵充满的意思呢，就是被圣灵掌控的意思。
When you're controlled or filled with the Spirit, it's never manifest in some exotic, emotional, showy exhibition.
那如果你是被圣灵掌控，或者是你被圣灵充满的话，你永远都不会表现出一种很夸张的，这种，很情绪化的，就很戏剧性的这样的一种表现。
I want to show you this from two other portions of scripture.
那我要给大家读另外两段经文。
If you could sort of get them in your hands at the same time.
然后这样你可以同时呢就是参考对比参考这两节经文。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章。
And Colossians chapter 3.
和哥罗西书的三章。
So in Ephesians 5, verse 18, I read, Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
现在读以弗所书的五章十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Colossians 3 says in verse 16, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
然后我们再看哥罗西书的三章十六节，他说当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
If you read the following verses in Ephesians and Colossians, you'll notice the result is the same.
如果大家接着读刚才读过的以弗所书和哥罗西书这两节经文后面的紧接着下去的经文呢，你会发现结果呢和加拉太书这里面讲的是一样的。
To be filled with the Spirit, to be filled with the Word.
那你被圣灵充满呢，就是被神的话充满。
It means to be controlled by the Spirit or to be controlled by the Word.
或者换句话说，就是你是被圣灵控制，或者说被神的话掌控。
Forgive me for the music in the background.
Oh, we didn't hear that.
If you can hear it, there's a clock here that has music.
他说他很抱歉，他因为那个钟啊，他到点了，他会发出音乐声，他说很抱歉。
So that you can't be filled with the Spirit and be walking contrary to the Word.
你不能一方面被圣灵掌控，另一方面呢，你又做出和神的话相违背的事情来。
See, in these two passages, it's not exotic, exhibition type of things.
所以你看这两节经文都不是讲的这种外在的，就是自我表现的这样的一种事情。
Relation of wife to husband, husband to wife.
比如说他接着讲的是丈夫和妻子的关系，妻子和丈夫的关系。
Children to parents.
那孩子跟父母的关系，这些都是家常的事情，不是很，对，很奇怪的事情。
Basic everyday living for the Christian life.
它是对我们基督徒的生命当中来说是非常基本的日常的事情。
So let's go back now to Galatians 5.
好，我们现在回到加拉太书的五章。
He now will speak in verse 22 of the fruit of the Spirit. And he says the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
22和23节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Why does he use the symbol of fruit? We remember that he talked about the works of the flesh, but now he says the fruit of the Spirit.
为什么他用果子这个符号来代表呢？我们还记得他保罗讲到情欲的事的时候，那英文里用的是 work, 就是工作这个词。那现在他却说圣灵的果子。
Perhaps because fruit is a natural byproduct of a healthy plant.
那一个原因呢，可能是这个果子啊，是一个健康的植物的正常的产出结果。
It is not man-made.
这不是人造的。
As a person walks in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is produced.
当一个人呢顺着圣灵而行的时候呢，他这个果子呢就自然的生产出就是结出来了。
Verse 22 can be looked at this way.
那22节呢可以这样看。
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
这圣灵的果子呢就是爱。
And out of that love flow the other things that are listed here.
然后呢从这个爱里面呢再涌流出这里面下面接着讲的这几个方面。
Almost as if we were thinking of love as being the trunk of the tree.
我们可以想象一下，你可以把这个爱啊当做这棵树的主干。
And everything being produced out of that, that's listed in the
从这个主干里面呢再结出这里面后面列的这些其他的方面。
Fruit here seems to refer to character.
然后这里面讲的呢应该都是人的性情。
Paul now gets in a little jab, stick, poke at the legalist. How would you say?
他这里面呢又开始就是怎么说，就去戳了一下这个律法主义的人了。
That's that there is no law.
他说这样的事没有律法禁止。
It's like saying, is there anything in the law that prohibits love?
就是没有律法能够去禁止爱。
So once again, we see it's not by the keeping of the law, it's a relationship with a living God.
所以我们再次看到这样的一个结论呢，就是我们的生活不取决于遵行律法，而是住在神的爱里。
And walking by the Spirit produces that balance of character in the life of the believer.
是你顺着圣灵而行的结果呢，你就能够结出在这个这里面说的这些平衡的这些性情了，这些特点了。
Verse 24, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust.
24节，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Cross has dealt fully and completely with our old sin nature.
那十字架呢已经完全的解决了完全全部的解决了我们的这个肉体的这个犯罪的本性了。
It is not the law that dealt fully with the sin nature. It could only point it out.
那律法不能解决我们的这个犯罪的本性，它只能把这个指出来。
The law couldn't control our old sin nature.
然后律法也不能控制我们的这个犯罪的本性。
We are identified with Christ in his death.
我们是在死上是和耶稣合一了。
We are not obligated to have to obey the flesh.
我们现在不得不顺服这个肉体了。
So if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
25节说我们若是靠圣灵得生就当靠圣灵行事。
In other words, both our justification and sanctification are rooted in faith.
换句话说呢，不管我们的称义还是成圣，都是扎根在信心上的。
Let's look now at chapter 6 in verse 1.
好，我们现在看六章的第一节。
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one.In the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Once again, we see the fruit of the Spirit being manifest in a very real way.
我们再次的在这里看到是一种非常用一种真实的方式把这个圣灵的果子把它展现出来。
It says the ones who are to do this are those who are spiritual.
这里面说做这种事的人呢他们是属灵的人。
It is not a matter of us being spiritual by doing good works.
所以这个跟我们靠我们不是靠着做好行为才能变成属灵的人的。
It speaks of those who are doing what Galatians says and walking in the Spirit.
那这种属灵的人呢，就是指按照加拉太书说的这些去做，是与圣灵同行的人。
It might be described as rescue work.
这个他这里描述的是就是这个救别人的这个工作，抢救别人的这个工作。
It says to restore such a one.
他这里面说就是把他挽回过来。
That is a medical term which is used to, set a fractured bone.
他这里这个词挽回这个词它其实是个医学用语是把这个骨折的这个骨头啊折断的这个骨头啊重新让它愈合让它重新恢复康复。
Involves care and compassion and tenderness.
它是要投入关怀投入温柔投入这个爱的。
It is to be done in a spirit of gentleness.
它是要用温柔的心来做这件事的。
As again we see, this is an operation of the Spirit working through us.
所以它这也是圣灵呢借着我们做出来的一个行出来的一个行为。
And yet we recognize that there are hazards that are involved.
但是他这里说我们要承认呢这里面是有一些危险的。
And so we consider ourselves lest we also be tempted.
所以他说又当自己小心恐怕也被引诱。
Verse 3 says, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
第二节说你们个人的重担要互相担当如此就完全了基督的律法。
We are to help one another in our walk, in our fellowship with the Lord.
所以我们要在我们的团契生活中我们在与主同行的路上我们要彼此帮助。
But the danger is with pride and us thinking that we're the ones that accomplish it.
但是这里面存在一个危险就是你会骄傲觉得是你成就了这些事。
So we are told in verse 3 to not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
所以第三节呢，告诉我们不要看自己高过所当看的。
The danger is that if we succeed in helping them, that we might take the credit for it.
那这个危险就在于，如果我们成功的帮助了别人的话，我们会把这功劳归到自己的身上。
And so we must be very careful in this delicate operation.
所以我们要在做这样的事情的时候呢，要特别的小心。
We all have certain weak areas.
因为我们每个人都有自己的软弱的地方。
And so we come to verse 5. Every man shall bear his own burden.
然后我们现在到了第五节，他说，个人必担当自己的担子。
And we make the distinction, there are some burdens that we must bear.
所以这里面呢是区分出来，就是有些担子是我们要自己担当的。
Believers should help one another.
当然，信徒之间要彼此帮助。
But we shouldn't expect others to do what we are responsible to do ourselves.
但是我们不能期待别人来帮助你做本来应该是你自己做的事情。
And then we see the responsibility towards those who teach the word.
然后接下去他讲我们对那些教导神的话语的人的责任。
Verse 6, let him that is taught in the word share or communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things.
在道理第六节，在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人。
It indicates that believers are responsible to support those who teach the word.
所以这里告诉我们，这个信徒啊是有责任要去支持那些传讲神教导神话语的人的。
Of course, that means as we are able, we're not all of the same capability.
当然，他这个前提呢，就是根据你自己的能力，因为我们每个人的能力是不一样的。
Verse 6 is a verse that stands on its own as a general principle.
第六节呢，它是自己呢是独立的一节经文，它自己就是一个原则。
I apologize, I was referring to verse 7.
I think so. 他说错了，是第七节。第七节他是这个经文自己就是一个原则，独立的原则。
Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
他说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
So this is a general principle that if we sow to the flesh, we will reap corruption, but if we sow to the spirit, we'll of the spirit reap things that have to do with life everlasting.
所以这是一个普遍的原则，就是第八节说的，顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
Think of it as two different fields.
所以我们现在可以想想啊，你有两个分开来的土地，两块土地。
In this one field, if you plant seed, you're going to get a certain kind of a crop.
那你在这块土地上，如果你种下某一种种子呢，你就会期待收成一种庄稼。
In this field, you plant seed, you're going to get a different kind of a crop.
那在另外一块地方呢，你撒下不同的种子，你也会指望着得着不同的庄稼。
If you sow to the flesh,You'll reap a crop of things that have to do with corruption.
然后这个你如果顺着这个情欲撒，你如果撒下是情欲的种子呢，你收的就是败坏的果实。
Plant in the sphere of the spirit, you reap things that have to do with spiritual things.
然后你如果撒下的是圣灵的种子呢，你收获的就是属灵的果实。
It's very interesting that he uses this type of language.
所以很有意思，他这里用的是这样的一种语言。
Spiritual harvest does not take place overnight.
所以这个用这个收耕种这个就能表现，就是表现出来，就是属灵的果子啊，成果不是一夜之间就能得着的。
Harvest takes time to develop.
这个收割是要花时间才能让这个庄稼长熟的。
I had a garden at one time.
嗯，那我呢，曾经有一段时间有一个花园。
I would go out every day to watch and see if anything was growing.
嗯，对，我每天都去花园里看看是不是有什么东西长出来。
Most of the time, there was very little progress from day to day.
嗯，那你这个一天一天去看呢，就是每一天你其实你看不出太多的长进进步。
One period of time would go by.
嗯，然后一段时间就过去了。
And there would be a bud and a flower and eventually fruit.
嗯，那过一段时间你会发现，哦，它发芽了，哦，它开花了，最后呢，结出果子来了。
It can be easy because of the time element to become discouraged.
嗯，那很容易啊，就是一般我们把这个时间这个因素放进来的时候呢，我们就很容易灰心了。
Even when you don't see things happening, sometimes to give up.
嗯，有的时候一段时间你看不到什么结果呢，你就会放弃。
And so he says in verse 8, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, if we don't give up.
嗯，所以在第九节的时候他说，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
He will tell us now in verse 10, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, but particularly unto them who are of the household of faith.
嗯，第十节，所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
This helps us to prioritize what we do and what we give.
但这里呢，告诉我们一个优先顺序，当我们做事情的时候，应该先做什么，后做什么。
Nothing wrong with a believer supporting good things.
嗯，当然，基督徒呢，去支持一些好的事情没有错。
But the family of God should come first.
嗯，但是神家的人呢，应该摆在前面，摆在第一位。
And fellow believers should stand first in who we help. That's the priority God sets.
嗯，我们应该先去帮助我们在主里的弟兄姐妹，这个是神所定的优先次序。
Now in verse 11, he says, you see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand.
好，我们再看11节，请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大呢？
This is a very dramatic closing for Paul.
嗯，那这个保罗用这个话来做这个书信的结尾啊，其实是还是很戏剧化的。
Very possible that Paul had very poor eyesight.
嗯，那有一种可能呢，就是保罗的视力可能非常不好。
Perhaps even a medical condition that harmed his eyesight.
嗯，也可能他有一种什么。就是病啊，就是影响了他的视力。
And yet now he seems to take the writing implement in his own hand.
嗯，但是他这里呢是用他亲手在写这些字。
And he writes this part in very large letters.
嗯，或者说他下面写的这个部分啊，是他亲手写的，而且写的非常大。
It shows his strong conviction about what he was writing.
嗯，所以他用这种方式呢，来告诉大家他非常的强调他写的这部分的内容。
Read now verse 12. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law,But desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh.
嗯，我们读12和13节，凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。他们那些受割礼的连自己也不守律法，他们愿意你们受割礼，不过要借着你们的肉体夸口。
It seems there were three groups of people to whom Galatians was written.
嗯，所以看上去呢，保罗写给哥林多教会的这封信，他是面向三群的这个人的。
There were those who were religious but not true believers in Jesus Christ.
那一群人呢，他们是 就是宗教人士，但是他们不是真的在基督里的信徒。
There were true believers who were saved by God's grace and trusted in his provision for salvation and Christian life.
那还有一群人呢，他们是真的信靠耶稣基督得救的，他们也信靠神他供应他们的基督徒生命的所需要的一切，他们是相信神的话。
And finally, there were those who seemed to be in the middle and you couldn't really tell where they were.
那第三群人就是在这两者中间摇摆的人，我们不能判断的他们到底是站在哪一边的。
When he says in verse 12, they desire to make a show of flesh.
所以十二节呢，他这里面讲就是他们想要就是因为他们的肉体而夸口。
It shows that what they were after was external, superficial.
这里显明的是他们在乎的是这很浅的、很表面的东西、很外在的东西。
They were happy to get numbers of people, even if it wasn't genuine.
他们很高兴，如果这个人数增加呢，他们就会很高兴，即使这些人里面可能不是，有些不是真的，他们也不在乎。
And they made a big show of it, a big display.
所以他们就是很夸，就是把这些东西都展现在人的面前，他们因为这个而夸口，就是显在人的面前。
They felt like this enhanced their boasting and glory.
他们因为这些人数啊，这些加拉太的这个信徒呢，显得他们自己很了不起，是增加了自己的荣耀。
Listen, verse 14, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
我们看14节，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
Paul says he would glory in nothing but the cross of Christ.
保罗在这里说呢，他不以别的夸口，只以耶稣基督的十字架为荣耀。
Paul was dead to the thinking of a world which excluded Christ.
那保罗对于这个把基督排斥在外的世界而言呢，他认为自己是把自己看作是死的。
He tells us in verse 16, because in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
在15节里他说，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
The law could never make a person a new creation.
律法永远不可能使一个人变成新造的人。
But the gospel of the grace of God can.
但是神恩典的福音可以。
In two ways I'd like to point to.
那我想要指出两点。
Personally, when a person is saved, they are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
那就个人而言呢，一个人他得救了以后呢，他就是在基督里新造的人了。
Second, God has made a new creation of the body of Christ, Jews and non-Jews brought together.
那另外一个层面的这个新造人的意思呢，就是神呢造了一个新的被造物，就是基督的身体，它是包括犹太人，也包括外邦人的，都在这个身体里面。
None of that caused by legalism or religious ritual.
这些不是靠这个律法主义和这个宗教的仪式可以达到的。
But caused by God's grace and the power of His Spirit and Word.
而是因着神的恩典以及他的话语以及他圣灵的能力实现的。
Verse 16, as many as walk according to this rule,Peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God.
16节，凡照此理而行的，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。
Very important to see here that the church is never referred to as Israel.
所以在这里面看到很重要的一点呢，就是圣经里从来没有把教会等同于以色列民族。
73 times in the New Testament, Israel is mentioned.
新约里有73次提到以色列。
It always refers to national Israel.
他每一次指的就是这个以色列这个民族，这个真实的民族。
Or those who were Israelites by birth.
或者那些生来就是以色列人的人。
The Israel of God was the believing Jewish remnant in the church.
这里神的以色列民呢，是指神的一些余民，他是相信了耶稣基督，进到了教会里来的。
The Israel of God is never used to refer to Gentile believers in this age.
那神的以色列民从来没有用在就是外邦信徒身上，在我们这个所处的时代里。
That distinction is maintained in Scripture.
那这种区分呢，在整个圣经里面都是一贯的。
1 Corinthians 10:32, the Jews...The Gentiles, the Church of God.
在哥林多前书的10:32里面就说到说以色列民教会和外邦人。
Paul now says in verse 17, For henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
17节保罗说从今以后人都不要搅扰我因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
Paul suffered much,In the preaching of the gospel.
那保罗因为传讲福音啊，他受了很多的苦。
He was physically beaten.
他是真的身上就被打过。
He suffered physical hardships.
他也在身体上受过很多的苦待。
It was his heart to get the gospel to people at whatever cost.
但是他的心呢就是无论他付上多大的代价他都要把福音带给人们。
His very body bore the marks that he had suffered for the Lord Jesus.
所以他身体上因为受过苦啊受过鞭打这些留下的这个印记啊就代表了他对主耶稣的爱。
No one could question his sincerity.
没有人能够质疑他的真诚。
As always, he ends, brethren,The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
18节，弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。阿们。
That is my prayer for you tonight.
这也是我今天晚上为大家做的祷告。
And I thank you very much for the opportunity of being with you.
所以我非常的感谢能跟有机会跟大家在一起。
May you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge.Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿大家能够在主耶稣基督我们救主的知识和恩典上不断的长进。
And may we take seriously the truth of the gospel of God's grace.
愿我们都能够真的认真的对待神恩典福音的真理。
Thank you, dear brother. We really appreciate.That, let's just close our time with a word.
Thank you, Larry.
我们非常感谢 Larry 弟兄，我们做一个结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you again for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was so rich, yet for our sakes became poor.
主，我们真的很感谢主耶稣基督的恩典，他本是富足，却为我们成为了贫穷。
He gave all that we might be enriched by this grace.
他把他的一切都舍了，为的是让我们在这恩典中能变得富足。
He gave up heaven to come into this world and to give that life.
他放弃了天堂，来到这个世上，舍了他自己的命。
That spotless life.
他自己丰盛的生命。
And Father, we thank you for that sacrifice that was made so that we too can experience your grace, justified freely, and enter into a gracious relationship with you.
主，我们感谢他这样的牺牲，让我们能够经历您的恩典，能够进入跟您之间的关系和相交当中。
Pray, Lord, the truth of walking and living in the Spirit rather than attempting through self-effort and keep law-keeping to bring forth fruit to you, Lord, and glorify you.
主啊，盼望我们都能够顺着圣灵而行，住在您的话语里，而不是靠我们自己的努力，靠行律法来而行。愿我们都能够结出这圣灵的果子，能够荣耀你的名。
So Lord, we just ask your blessing upon each one in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们奉我主佩德的名，求您祝福我们今天的每一位。Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And thank you, Yanling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Father.
谢谢，谢谢。